And it is 9:30 in the West Coast. It is 12:30 in the East Coast, and it's 7:30 in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Today is November 9, 2016, and this is Orly Benny Davis with The Impossible Truth. Today on BBS Radio, we are going to talk about what happened in the American elections. It was a great night. It was a great race. It was a long, long, long race. And for some reason, there are forces from all over thinking that they are right. And, democracy has its game played. And we have a new elected president, Donald Trump. God bless him. God bless you all that you were taking it to a good fight. God bless whoever is around and listening to us today. I know it's amazing. I know the opportunity is immense. You just makes sure to play it. Now with us we have Bernard, our Geraldo Donald, a guru, a wonderful man, one from Florida that the Republican took in surprise. Hello, hello, Gerard. How are you
Yeah,
today?
I'm doing great, but just please don't call me guru, okay?
I knew that it's gonna get you, and that's why I
Yeah.
need you thinking. Listen,
I'm no one's guru, I'm no one's master.
we didn't take you that far. Listen, I know that first of all, I want to talk about your work. Your work is immense. There is a great component to Gerard O'Donnell work, which you can all study. He has an incredible set of CDs that you can all purchase online. And if you want to have a calm peace of your mind, please do. And after, he's going to give us all the direction. But right now, talk to me. Tell me what do you think about the election?
Well, all I can tell you is that I live across the ocean. I mean, a couple of hundred feet away from the ocean here in Florida, and for no absolutely no reason, I've never seen the ocean as angry and waves hitting the shore and trying to overtake the land as much as I've seen it until today. And as a matter of fact, today is the worst day. So there's some kind of anger energy around the world, if you haven't noticed.
Well, I noticed we're starting late the show, so it got a year too. But let me
Yeah.
tell you something. I know that you guys in Florida are, mostly Democrats. So for you to have been taken by a Republican, it's really, really
No,
upsetting.
let me clarify something. I do not associate with any group or semblance of group, okay? Because that's not how I'm constructed. I see humanity as one, as the children of Adam. I see their roles or tasks as being different. Some have a task to do something, some have a task to do something else. It's like if you have a family or a corporation, you assign different tasks and operations to different groupings because they might be better at it or not. But to say that I don't really care if one calls I don't play group politics because that's the mass consciousness. And it gives people that are involved in those group politics a sense of belonging and enlivenment. But that's not real life. That's just a mass of energy that you can plunge into and breathe in and out and have this illusion that you're totally enlivened and part of a greater mission. But the I'm not, I have never been part of. So for you to ask that question to me is going to be very difficult for me to answer because I don't
I
operate
understand.
based on this,
Yeah,
okay?
and I actually reflect to what you just said. He said, to have a greater purpose, people join in a party to be a part of a greater thing, and it's awesome. Now, America, as a part of a global crisis that we all in, just got into election, and I know that. Clinton conceded gracefully, but there are some rumors about riots in two. I heard about at least two occasions that they have riots. Now,
Right.
what would you do to calm the situation down? Because we cannot
Well,
irritate them.
okay. What I would do to calm the situation down, first of all, it is not of me to calm the situation down. I can only calm the mind of individuals are within a certain framework or a program framework. and their excitement or fears or the fact that they are extremely disappointed or excited about what happened. That level of irrational exuberance on one side or the other is going to deflate, but right now it can be very dangerous. Not because of what these people have dreamed of and the antagonism, which was really not their antagonism, because you know it's like the old stories in Europe when suddenly populations would turn against the Jews that were there. It's not about what those individual neighbors were doing, because there was no aggression against the neighbors. It's that a group got overtaken by a certain philosophy, a certain grouping, and then they shut down. When you're part of a grouping, your own individual mind is not operative. And in the old Bible mystical language, you're not considered to be alive, because your thoughts are not totally yours. You see, there are two levels of creation. In mysticism, they call them the two serpents. There's one with a serpent with a head up, and there's a serpent with a head down. And they form the DNA that we have in us. Even though in biology or biophysics, if you want to call it, that the information that the DNA transmits goes up one way and down the other way. That's the ladder of Jacob. That he had a dream of visualizing how we are all interconnected as one family within a certain species, even across species, because the DNA is the Adonai, the ADN. And my Adonai is my connection to my creator is not outside only, it's me, in me, it's alive in me. And the DNA is really vibratory light, stationary vibratory light, that then transforms itself into the projection of matter and material reality and the transmission of information. So if your DNA serpent, the serpent that's on top, with the head on top, if you have not cut that connection, and that's the whole meaning of what Abraham did. Remember, Abraham is the father of the Jews, the father of the Muslims, and the father of many others that we don't even know. It's more than a physical, actual figure. It's a metaphorical representation of something really important that already happened in creation. If you have not taken the part of yourself, which is the procreative part, the part that can manage to create, because remember, when we create a child, we are co-creating with the creator. We're helping the creator to spread through right. the DNA. So if that part is not transformed from being looking like the tail of a serpent at birth into the head of a serpent, which means that you have control over your own mind at that point, because the head of a serpent controls the tail. The tail does not control the head.
But why you call it the serpent? What's the serpent? Is that the medical serpent that they use also? It's metaphysical for something?
It's a very, 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 very good point. The medical serpent comes from the old Greek hermetics, the hermetic serpent, you know, the sign of health. And it's the same. It is the DNA. It's a sign of the DNA with a pole in the middle, because there's one strand we don't see yet, because it's vibrating at a level that neither yet machines or people can detect. So this is really like when the Jews do the challah, you know, the bread for Shabbat. They're showing three strands, not two, and they interconnect those three strands, because the one in the middle is really the connection to the highest level of the creator. The other ones are in opposite function of each other. So what the Jews...
All right, I can hear.
You understand? So when the Jews get out of Egypt, and supposedly there's something called the Erev Rav, which means the masses, mixed in all those masses of beings, that would then become Jewish, supposedly, and in if we believe in history as a linear story, and there are reasons not to believe in it, but let's say if it were to be a linear story, you will understand that particular Erev Rav came out because he was still part of the tail of the serpent. The whole process of elevation of yourself is to do to cut that part that could control you from within, because it shows itself on the bottom as a procreative force.
We need some natural connection here with our everyday life, because that's people probably listening. Yes, talk to me.
You know, I'm going to do something which is unusual. I'm going to retake possession of Jesus. Okay,
not on my show. Not on my show. Listen.
Let me finish this. I want to say something. They came to him, call him Rabbi, which means master. Because they asked him, is it really important to do the Brit Milah, the act of circumcision.
Circumcision,
right? And he said, what's really important is not the circumcision in the flesh, because that if that were to be important, we would be born with it. What is important is what it shows as a ritual that in reality is what you need to do from within. You have to cut yourself from the mind, the control of the mind that comes from this highest force. Because if you are part of the mass consciousness and you think like a group, you are not part of the ones that are circumcised in reality. And as such, you're not yet considered to be totally alive.
All right, Bernard, listen carefully. Right now, people of the world, I call you, yes, that's your nickname. We have a result that, you know, disappoints some of the people. Some of the other people think that it's a miracle. The other one cannot even understand and fathom how it happens. So we have a division of three.
That's what I'm trying to explain. I need to get to that level to explain what happened. You can't explain if you have a boil or an eczema that shows up on your skin. Why it happened on the level of the skin. You have to go deeper in the biology behind it. Something is happening that causes this particular disease. You may have an infection, you may have an irritation, you may have a toxic reaction or allergic reaction to something. If you don't go deeper, you cannot cure the effect. The problem right now is that I'm just saying for people in general, as long as you think that you're going to find your salvation in whatever mass consciousness group you belong to and you want to choose or you were born into, you're not considered to be fully circumcised. You're still part of the serpent with the head up, who then controls your mind. What you witnessed yesterday at the level of a whole gigantic, very, very powerful and extended almost continent, country, is the highest serpent controlling the minds of millions and millions of people. They cannot be blocking this, because the moment they block that reality, which is the reality of being controlled by the top, they cannot be ritually and in reality independent thought processes. They don't have this ability to become independent thought processes yet.
I need some music, because we really, you have to understand, most of us, me included, are a little detached from the spiritual world that you live in, because we live in our everyday world that is more tangible and more, you know, live, and we need to connect with the fact. You are telling me something that is very important, that this world is transforming itself from on a different spiritual level, which I can understand and relate to that.
No, I'm not saying this. No.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying people will ask tomorrow, how was that possible? How can this be even explained that the last minute there was such a reversal? It's because this was meant to happen on many levels. First, to show us what we call the dark side, which is in reality a lesson. It's a lesson of overcoming fear and not reacting with fear and therefore violence against each other or against our environment or against anything. This whole lesson has been the same lesson that was here from the inception of humanity. we have the, it's easy to say we're all united because biologically we're united, electronically we're united, or in terms of language, culture, religion, whatever you want. Because in fact, we are not united unless you
understand. I can hear some voices, noises. It's really, really disturbing. The line is not clear. Listen, I think I got it, and I got the fact that we are. But I believe that this election is about a leap. Leap in reality. The people actually made a leap to hope. They want to hope for better. And the result will be in our hands, in everybody's hands, because we gave it.
Right.
Yes. Be careful.
It's right. If you have a hope, the reality of mankind is to look for a Messiah outside of themselves. So be careful if you already go that way, which is the wrong way. If you think there's a Messiah outside, if you're looking for that individual, understand that there are many, many choices given to you. And
no,
the
idea is that we're all working together now. It's actually, it gives back the power to mankind.
Very good.
Not to be
you're
the
right.
sheep.
Right. No, you never work together because you're frustrated against something. You work together because you focus on the same idea. What his role is not that he is giving us back our power. He's a reflection of where humanity has become. You don't get the leaders that you really want in the ultimate dream of yourself. You get the leader to represent at what level you are. But since since on the level of who you are, you're unable to focus your mind onto a central point. The leader is used, it's like an idol, is used so that the focus gets together in the mind, because everything at the end is machshava. What is important is thought, chashuv. So what is important is where you focus. And as that focus, he absorbs all that focus of it becomes a connecting point for all those thoughts, either thoughts of frustration, hopes, or whatever, or change, or even aggression. People that were hating him were focusing on him so much that I was giving that energy behind it, a lot of energy. Because what you have to understand is that that energy is considered a dark serpent, and then there is a light serpent. The light serpent does not need light. The dark needs light. The dark absorbs the light. It leaves off the light. It doesn't reflect it back, but it absorbs it. So if you focus I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about a manifestation of you, which is a manifestation of where you are at, which is a fear. You're afraid of the future and afraid of others.
No, actually, no. I would completely reject that thought. I think that America become brave. They embrace the change. They take their hope and they made the leap of faith to trust. Because just remember, it's everybody for his own. It's America. It's a democracy. It's not something that somebody gave it to you. But they did. They decided. Everybody together decided to move farther from the establishment that gave them so much suffering and want to start a new day. And this new day will lead everybody in the new world.
It's okay. I heard the same thing when Obama was elected. Okay. Let me tell you personally what happened to me.
All that.
The same word.
Okay. I need to close. No. I need to close the argument now because I need to talk to my audience a little more. But I thank you for being on the show. And I know that we're going to talk about it again.
No, but I want to tell you. Two more things.
Okay, two minutes. Yeah, you got to... Yeah.
Please, okay, because I came in late. I was doing a lot of meditation in 2007. And after months of meditation, I was told, please wake up, get up and put the TV on. I did put my TV on and I was wondering, what the heck should I put the TV on? What is this? So I put the TV on and put it on, and then I see this... African-American man, a black man, coming over and declaring his candidacy for president of the United States. I had no idea why I was shown this, but at that very moment, I was told he's going to be the next president of the U.S. That's the day he was in Philadelphia announcing his candidacy. And when Trump went down with his wife, Melania, went down the escalator, And you can witness that because I told you this many times. At that moment, when nobody in their wildest dreams would think that this man would be president, I got, again, this is going to be the next president of the United States.
All right. No, okay, no. So you get that. Listen, and it's true, and both of them happen. That's why I know that you're level. But I know that you are not relaxed today. I need you to come to us when you are in your best mood. You know, you got agitated a lot because it's a transformation in wave, and whatever happened. But I'm praying for everybody and for America's sake and for the world's sake that we're going to take this ship and sail it to a better ocean and calm. And we just need to calm the people down, to tell them that they are in good hands, and everybody, their leader, will do everything in their power to adjust the world we're all living. We're all adjusting.
At one condition this is going to happen. It's what not condition? A question of, again, I'm going to repeat, it has nothing to do with who the leader is. It is if the people take back control over their own thoughts, they cut the link, and they decide that they really want to unite. You want to make this a United States and a united world. Do you understand? Not a divided state.
Yes.
If they continue now in this direction, that downward spiral of wanting to separate more, build more walls, fight the enemies, the real enemies or created enemies or potential enemies, and just focus on that, the leader will focus on that for them. And their world will be a world of destruction and suffering and war. That's what I'm trying to say.
Gotcha.
That was the whole purpose of this story with the Brit Mila. They have to do it. It's not physical. It's spiritual. Okay? And then if they want unity, the same man who is now screaming, whatever he's screaming, that's irrelevant, will be uniting this and maybe uniting the whole world. That's exactly what I want to know, say.
Actually, okay. It's a great thought. It's a great thought because you're telling me that we actually navigate our leaders. It's not them that they navigate us.
Correct. We should not allow them and the forces to navigate us. We should pull away. Take a distance from a conscious
decision to be.
Right.
United.
Because we're all brothers and sisters across everywhere. There is only one God. If there is one God, there's one that we're all these children. And that's
I know, and I know how you believe in that. I do know, and I know you to trust and pass it on. And I want you to tell everybody about your site. Your site is Arvory.
No, I'm sorry. The website is www.probablefuture.com. PROBABLE future FUTURE.com. And it's a very, very extensive site. It's about to be a little bit modernized because I was on the internet already in 1996.
It's okay. I know. You just have to click it and connect with Gerald O'Donnell so you can get these CDs. And I'm telling you, he'll take you to a different trip that you ever
take him to the connection, and I'll take him to their decision. If they want to do the Brit Mila, like it happened to Moshe when he's going back to the Pharaoh, and they say God tries to kill him. That's the meaning of
No, thrust. yeah. Now the question is, did Moshe had he was circumcised?
Yeah, you remember when Moshe after he receives the he's in the burning bush and he receives his instructions, and then he's going back towards Egypt. And then he's still with his wife and his son. They said that they tried to kill him. The rabbis have thought that
this was for his son.
No, that is not correct. It was him. Because through his connection, he had a choice. He would allow the connection to take him over, or he'd allow the connection for
it. All right, that will be for the next one. Let me go. I love you. I want you to be okay. Just take it easy, okay?
Okay.
And thank you for this trip to the universe of incredible mysticism. God bless you.
You too.
Okay? We'll talk soon. Guys, it's a new day in America. I know that the elected president is a lot to think about and a lot to figure out. But for some reason, I was so excited about the fact that we get the opportunity to lead the world again. And do you know how do we know that? And I'll tell you how I know. The moment that the voice is saying that, you know, we have a new president elected, all the messages from all across the world came along to wish him well and send all their congrats from Africa to Europe, Middle East, America, I guess, everybody. That means that he conquered their hearts. Maybe it was a messy election in America, but for some reason he came across the ocean and he was so vivid to them that they felt that they know him. Because the moment he got elected, you get all those blessings. In Israel, you got the president, the prime minister, the minister of justice, the head of the opposition leader. People that every day work so hard, you know, against each other, they come all together and they wish the president of America, the new elected one, the best regards. And even the president inviting him for tomorrow to the White House. You see, for some reason, this is the moment in time that we have to come and step to the plate and do our own. And as Gerard O'Donnell was saying, we need to consciously decide that we are going to a good direction, that we are going to unite each, you know, the world together, because we need to unite our heart to overcome the difficulties that we have in Europe, for example. The fact that they dismantled the organization with Brexit, you know, from England, and now, you know, Italy is going to go to a referendum. And if you don't have a good result, Renzi, the prime minister, is warning them that he's going to quit politics altogether. And if politics altogether is going to go bad in Italy, they're going to, you know, influence the whole European Union. So you see, a chain reaction can be implemented. But if we take it back, if we take back the world, and with one man that he stepped up and he said, no more. And he's the businessman. He's the businessman that usually run the politician. You see, in our political words, we have the people that do and the people that say. Now, the saying, the one that they have a very important work of, you know, representation of ideas, they usually cater to the needs of some people. And if you think about it, he actually, instead of being in the backyard talking to the politician, telling them what he would like to do, he said, no, I'm going to do it myself because you guys messed it up. Because they become tricky and they decided that, you know, they are there and they can make decision even that they're not conducive to the world. So we are in the mess that they all created. Now they have to fix it. And he's come from outside to fix it because he's from the real world. It's like, you see, we talked to Gerard O'Donnell that his sphere of understanding the universe is different. And you can all hear he was very agitated because he probably understand the risks that comes in the world and we don't really understand it. And that's how Donald Trump thought. He came from the real world and you see that those politicians don't understand what they're doing and he was like agitated. Now, nobody can blame him for being agitated and rude sometimes. It's because it was important for him to shake the things up to get to the point that he wanted. And sure enough, he got there. So I guess he knew the road, even though that it wasn't like for our liking. But you see, the problem is with this politics, it's like if you're nice, you're out of the game. They don't let you in. You kidding me? So you need to be bold, and sometimes you lose face and you lose position. But if you want to play, you need to play hard. That's why they say it's dirty. Politics is dirty. No, it's dirty only when you get in. Once you're in, they're all pleasure, you know. That's why, you know what, I thought that it will be really, really important for us to come together and make a nice, big prayer. And thank God that gave us the opportunity to change. Because there are many countries that have no rights to change. Their election is already rigged. He taught us a new word. The elections are only considering to be, you know, a renewal of the agreement, of old agreement. And you have a lot of dictatorship all over the world. And as President Obama did, he went and he released some of those dictatorship, which is, you know, it's releasing a lot of souls. If we think about it, you have to understand that all Africa, all the Middle East was part of a big, big dictatorship under, you know, different tribes. And once the people there got a note from Liberty, they came and, you know, step up to the plate and renew their life. So now America is stepping up and taking back, you know, leadership. It's okay. It's a good thing. And I believe that America is going to be great soon. It just needs to recover, economically talking. And the news from outside is not like, you know, we hoped. Let's talk about our deals with the world. And I'm talking as American because I am, and I'm entitled to talk like American because I know I see from a different angle what's they all talking about America. Different languages too, you know. So they're saying, you know, are we going to have a deal with America or with China? And they call it, you know, the wife or the concubine. And they said, we'll dump the wife and we'll go with the concubine. Really? It's like you're going with China? Is our giving to the world or whatever America gave to the world and the records of charity and a lot of sacrifice. In a moment of challenge, you know, they're going to drop us. So I really, really want to tell you guys all, let's think what we're going to do with Europe, because the European Union is broke. The Deutsche Bank is broke. That's the rumor saying. Italy is about, you know, to be to have a big referendum, as we mentioned. And we have England that needs to go back to the parliament in order for them to order Article 50 to exit from the European Union. So they sent England back to the same place that she was before. And if God willing, they will vote on the right thing, they can exit. And Theresa May, the Prime Minister, will be doing the, you know, the exit. But for some reason, the votes are not really there. So if she cannot pull it off, she will have to quit. And then we're going to go again to another cycle. That's what I perceive. Maybe I'm wrong, but sure enough, it's not... it's not a really wild guess. So let's talk about what England and America can do for the world. America and England are two powers that old power and oldest power, let's say. And for some reason, they have a moral ground to stand on because they deserve the respect of the world because they do respect humanity. Even though that, you know, many will say that, you know, they mandates to different places didn't respond, but I will say that they actually have a high grounds to hold, and they need to show us the world as it's supposed to be. Once America and England will start determine how they're going to work on international trade, and that's I leave to the professional to do. I'm sure that you know, the European Union will come along and will do the same with England, which you deserve to have the respect of the European Union, because she gave a lot, and the same as America. Now, some response that I got from the embassy, the UK, the United Kingdom embassy, which I was honored to get, about the problem. You see, in all these myths that you have a revolution in the Arab world, you have a new elected president in America that will set a new stage for economic growth, because that's what I'm thinking is all about. He wants to build and build and build. So it means that he's going to be in construction, the country is going to be rebuilt, we need to have to see those roads fixed, no question about it, okay? But in the meanwhile, we have some issues, hot issues that European Union occupies themselves with. And UNESCO, United Nations, you know, they have to have some issues, if not why they are there. So they decide to take it with the issue of the Palestinian. Now, why I'm mentioning it? Because once the Palestinian issue was a big deal everywhere, they had like the dream to have a state, and everybody kept giving them the opportunity to come and be a state. For some reason, they couldn't. And you know why? Because they couldn't do it because they didn't have the format. You see, they say, When you're a leader or when you're a winner, you know the road to success. So once you get off the road, it doesn't matter because you'll go back on that road. So you will build it again. The Palestinian, they claim to have a state that somebody like Israel, the Jewish people that were, you know, ancient people, took the land from them. But for some reason, there is no archaeological fact of their state. There was nothing. If you go to the map, as I mentioned to you before, you got a map of 1946 with the flag of Palestinian on the territory of Israel, which in 1946, if you check the history book, it was amended to Palestine by the Brits. And if you have the United Kingdom there, it means that they had the right to be there. And that's where you have the Sykes-Picot Agreement, which tells you all about the division of the land, taking it from the Ottoman Empire, which were the Turks. So if you see that the Turks were in the Holy Land, let's call it Holy Land so we won't mix the words. The Turks were in Holy Land and controlled Jerusalem. Then they were taken by the agreement of the French and the English, and the English took that land and got demanded to bring the Jewish people back to the land. Where was the Palestinian state? You know, it's like invented. So, and worse of it, they said that, you know, people also trying to claim that the Israeli, the Jews belong elsewhere. And I say, you know, why we belong elsewhere? This is our mommy land. This is the patriarch, the matrix homeland. This is our ancestors' homeland and the Holy Land. And this is the biblical connection that we have with God. And we have a Bible to show for. So we have all the proof in order. And then, you know, they 1,000 years ago, somebody decided, you know, they can come and live here. You know, it's like in every other place, when somebody gets kicked off the land, somebody else come and can stay here. That's why we're getting to contemplate how to agree. But we all have rights, because we all brother and sister of in the end of the world. So talking about the fact, I forgot to mention that there was no money made in Palestinian, you know, territory, so any kind that wasn't Jewish, because on the Palestinian money, yeah, you can see words in Hebrew. So I'm just telling them, cut the story, tell the truth, or don't tell the truth as we say to tell the truth as you see it, but you have to tell the truth. And keep on going. And keep on going. Let's make a better place for everybody to live on. And I know that they're still fighting in Syria and in Iraq, and I wish them all well. And I know it's not easy. All right, guys, we need to say goodbye today. I know that your hopes are up. Let's keep it up. I'm praying for you. I'm praying to God to protect us everywhere in the world. And please drive safely and love your children and kiss your, you know, loved one. And remember to say, I love you. And remember, there is a God and it's not us. By all means, talking to you next time. God bless you. This is Orly Benny Davis checking out now. Bye-bye.